Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 313. Tipitaka 203, Cholavaga 2, part 1, in which we will begin reading Cholavaga 2. If you would like to start with Cholavaga 1, you can click here for the Cholavaga playlist. Okay, so for those who are new, Cholavaga means lesser division. It's a Pali word, and it's part of the Vinaya Pitaka, which is these six books, which is the rules or discipline basket. There's the three baskets, or Tipitaka, which gets translated into Sanskrit as Tripitaka, which is more familiar. If you try to write Tipitaka into your computer, it'll say, "Did you mean Tripitaka?" He meant Tripitaka, and it'll change it without your permission. And So I have some idea what Cholavaga 1 was like, so I think I have an idea what Cholavaga 2 might be like, but I really don't know specifically what the issues are going to be or which characters. We've met a variety of characters over the years, as in monks, usually naughty ones, or, you know, monks who make mistakes or who do things that are harmful to the group, that are, you know, that result, like, they, on the small view, they think, this is unjust, I should make sure this happens, and then the result is that the order is split in half, and so there's, like, bigger rules that, anyway. If you want, you can start at the beginning of Tipitaka, and we read all the rules for the monks, then we read all the rules for the nuns, then we read the Mahavaga, which is the greater division. Now we're reading the Cholavaga, which is the lesser division. Here's the Tipitaka playlist, and I will stop talking now and get to the reading. Hope everybody's doing well. The lesser division, Cholavaga 2. At one time, the Awakened One, the Lord, was staying at Savati in the Jeta Grove, in Anathapindika's monastery. Now at that time, monks under probation consented to regular monks greeting them, standing up before them, saluting with joined palms, doing the proper duties, bringing forward a seat, bringing forward a sleeping place, water for washing the feet, a footstool, a footstand, receiving the bowl and robe, treating their backs by massaging. Those who were modest monks looked down upon, criticized, spread it about, saying, quote, "How can these monks who are under probation consent to regular monks greeting?" Three dots. Thank you, Polytext Society. They, of course, translated all of the maroon books behind me, but mostly I'm thanking them for the three dots. They like to remove text from scripture and replace it with three dots. Treating their backs by massaging, end quotes. Then these monks told this matter to the Lord. Then the Lord, on this occasion, in this connection, having had the order of monks convened, questioned the monks, saying, quote, "Is it true, as is said, monks, that monks who are under probation consent to regular monks greeting, three dots, treating their backs by massaging?" End quote. Quote, "It is true, Lord," end quote. The Awakened One, the Lord, rebuked them, saying, quote, "How, monks, can these monks who are under probation consent to regular monks, three dots, treating their backs by massaging? It is not, monks, for pleasing those who are not yet pleased, three dots," end quote. And having rebuked them, having given reason to talk, he addressed the monks, saying, quote, A monk who is under probation, monks, should not consent to regular monks greeting him, three dots, treating his back by massaging. Whoever should consent to any of these actions, there is an offensive wrongdoing. I allow, monks, the mutual greeting, standing up before, three dots, treating of backs by massaging between monks who are under probation according to their seniority. Oh, well, that's interesting. So if you're under probation, another monk who's under probation can greet you and massage your back and based on seniority, but not a monk who's not on probation. I don't know. Sounds a little schismatic, Lord. I'm just kidding. Just playing. I allow monks five things for monks under probation. I can't help thinking of the Breakfast Club. Somebody should make a TP Talk, a Breakfast Club thing inspired by, do you know what I'm saying? Probation according to their seniority. Observance, invitation, cloths for the reins, gifts to the order, rice. Okay. All right. Well, now, monks, I will lay down the conduct for monks under probation, so that monks under probation may conduct themselves according to it. A monk under probation, monks, should conduct himself properly. This is the proper conduct in this case. He should not ordain. He should not give guidance. A novice should not attend him. He should not consent to an agreement to exhort nuns. Even if agreed upon, he should not exhort nuns. He should not fall into that same offense for which he was granted probation, nor into another that is similar, nor one that is worse. He should not find fault with the formal act. He should not find fault with those who carry out the formal act. He should not suspend a regular monk's observance. He should not suspend his invitation. He should not issue commands. He should not set up authority. He should not ask for leave. He should not reprove. He should not make remember. He should not quarrel with monks. Nor, monks, should a monk under probation walk in front of a regular monk, nor sit down in front of him. Whatever is the order's last seat, last sleeping place, last dwelling place, that should be given to him, and he should consent to it. Monks, a monk under probation should not approach the families of a regular monk, either as the novice who walks in front of him or as the novice who walks behind him. He should not undertake the forest practice. No footnote. The forest practice. I guess we can use our imaginations or remember if that was something that came up in the past, or maybe it's going to come up in the future. Undertaking the forest practice. He should not undertake the almsman's practice. He should not stay alone in the forest, and he should not go to a village for alms. Oh. Okay. All right. Staying alone in the forest? No. Going to the village for alms? No. Not if you're under probation. Okay. All right. He should not have alms food taken back for this reason. What do you mean? From a village to a monastery. He should not, like, send someone to go get him alms food. Well, what does he eat, though? For this reason, that he thinks, quote within quotes, do not let them find out about me. Oh, and quote within quotes. Okay. Do not let them find. I remember there was an incident where Upananda was under probation, and the group of five monks, this is just from my memory, this is introducing characters just so that I can relate something that I remember from years ago. They told a group of lay followers, they announced aloud while everybody was dining that he was under probation for masturbating. And they got in trouble because that's order business. Like, don't share that outside of the order. So he's saying for alms food to be taken back for the reason that he thinks, do not let them find out about me. He doesn't want lay people? Surely not monks. Monks will know if he's under probation because they had a formal meeting. So that's interesting. So he's not supposed to do whatever this is that is being said, have alms food taken back, because he's worried people are going to find out about him. He's not allowed to do that. And they're not allowed to tell people about his being under probation incident. All right, anyway, continuing. Monks. A monk under probation should announce it when he is incoming. Announce that he's under probation. Not why. I think this is talking about when in the presence of other monks, though, not under the presence of lay people. That's a different issue. He should announce it to another who is incoming. Okay, so if a monk, a guest from another town, has just arrived, a monk who's under probation should say, you should know I'm under probation, so that he doesn't say, hey, you look like you could use a massage. And, you know, everybody should know that all the monks should know that he's under probation. Probably the nuns too, I would imagine, but maybe not. I don't know. They haven't covered that. All right. When he is incoming, he should announce it to another who is incoming. He should announce it at the observance. He should announce it at the invitation. If he is ill, he should also announce it by means of a messenger. Monks. A monk under probation should not go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are no monks, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk under probation should not go from a residence where there are monks to what is not a residence where there are no monks, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk under probation should not go from a residence where there are monks to a residence or to what is not a residence where there are no monks, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. So a monk shouldn't stay alone with lay people if he's under probation. Okay. Monks. A monk under probation should not go from what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are no monks. Three dots. To what is not a residence where there are no monks. Three dots. To a residence or to what is not a residence where there are no monks, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk under probation should not go from a residence or from what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are no monks. Three dots. To what is not a residence where there are no monks. Three dots. To a residence or to what is not a residence where there are no monks, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk under probation should not go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are monks, if the monks there should belong to a different communion. All right. So there's monks. All right. I'm a little confused. So there's different orders, but they're all under Lord Buddha. They're all what we would now call Buddhist. I don't think that was an idea that they had at that time. Buddhism. It was, are you a disciple of that guy or not? You know. And so talking about going to a different sect means going and joining Mahavir's thing, being a Jainist or something, or Ajivika, or one of the other 60 wandering ascetic groups that were in the area at the time. It was a little like the 60s, the 6th century BC, that way. But I don't understand what he just said. So that's interesting. What did he just say? Yeah, a different communion. All right. Well, I'll keep reading with that in mind, that I would like to eventually understand what it means to have a different communion or the same communion when you're all Buddhist monks in the original Sangha. You know what I'm saying? All right. Except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk under probation should not go from residence where there are monks to what is not a residence where there are monks. Little typo, Miss Horner. Keep up the good work, though. It's quality translating. Should not go from a residence, from what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence, or to what is not a residence where there are monks, if the monks should belong to a different communion, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk under probation may go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are monks, if the monks there should belong to the same communion, and if he knows, quote within quotes, I am able to arrive this very day, end quote within quotes. Monks. A monk under probation may go from a residence where there are monks to what is not a residence where there are monks, three dots, presumably in the three dots are as long as they're of the same communion. May go from a residence to what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence, or to what is not a residence where there are monks, if the monks there should belong to the same communion, and if he knows, quote within quotes, I am able to arrive this very day, end quote within quotes. Monks. A monk under probation should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a regular monk. He should not stay in what is not a residence under one roofing with him. He should not stay in a residence or what is not a residence under one roofing with him. Having seen a regular monk, he should get up from his seat. He should offer his seat to the regular monk. So a monk is only allowed to sleep under the same roof with other monks under probation, or he should sleep alone, seems to be what it's saying. He should offer his seat to the regular monk. A monk under probation should not sit down on the same seat with a regular monk. He should not sit down on a high seat. If he is sitting down on a low seat, he should not sit down on a seat if he is sitting on the ground. He should not pace up and down in the same place for pacing up and down in. Okay. He should not pace up and down in a high place for pacing up and down if he is pacing up and down in a low place for pacing up and down. I kind of like that. It makes me think of Nalanda University. There's this like stage, but it is kind of wide. And so if somebody's giving like a lecture to other monks in that area, I could see how that could be considered a high place for pacing up and down. That's interesting. Anyway, I hope I was able to find the specific clip that I'm thinking of. He should not pace up and down in a place for pacing up and down if he is, pacing up and down on the ground. Monks. A monk under probation should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a senior monk who is under probation, three dots. With a monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning, three dots. With a monk who deserves manatta discipline, three dots. With a monk who is undergoing manatta discipline, three dots. Discipline is in parentheses because manatta means discipline. With a monk who, although vinaya also means discipline, right? So, or no, pitaka, no, vinaya, pitaka. Vinaya, discipline basket. Manatta, discipline. Two words for discipline. How many words for discipline do you need? Sorry. With a monk who deserves rehabilitation, he should not stay in what is not a residence under one roofing with him. Three dots. He should not pace up and down in a place for pacing up and down in if he is pacing up and down on the ground. Right. Okay. So if one monk is walking back and forth, and you don't walk back and forth on the same level, if there's another monk pacing up and down on a stage, you're allowed to pace up and down on the ground? I think that's what it said. I don't know. Okay. If monks under one probation as the fourth member should grant probation, should send back to the beginning, should inflict discipline, manatta discipline. If as 20th member he should rehabilitate, it is not a formal act and ought not to be carried out. What was that? Let me try that one more time. If monks, one under probation as the fourth member, should grant probation, should send back to the beginning, should inflict manatta. If as 20th member he should rehabilitate, it is not a formal act. Okay. So formal acts of that kind should not include monks who are on probation. Okay. End quote. Told are the 94 observances for one under probation. All right. That's fun. Whew. All right. There's another section here. Then the venerable Upali. Always like to see Upali. Did you see the new Muppet Show with Sabrina? I'll keep reading. Okay. Having approached, it's good. It's, if you were a fan of the original Muppet Show, I mean, it might be hard to get used to the voices because obviously it's not Jim Henson and not Frank Oz. But the venerable Upali approached the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, the venerable Upali spoke thus to the Lord. Quote, "Now, Lord, how many kinds of interruptions are there for a monk under probation?" End quote. Quote, "There are three kinds of interruptions, Upali, for a monk under probation. Dwelling with, dwelling away, separated from, not announcing." Oh, dwelling away, separated from. That's all one thing. Okay. Dwelling with, dwelling away, separated from, not announcing. These, Upali, are the three kinds of interruptions for a monk under probation. Now, at that time, a large thank you, Upali. I guess that was a short little cameo, Upali cameo. Now, at that time, a large order of monks had gathered together at Savatthi. Monks under probation were not able to carry through their probation. They told this matter to the Lord. Quote, he said, quote, "I allow you, monks, to postpone probation, and thus, monks, should it be postponed. That monk who is under probation, having approached one monk, having arranged his upper robe over one shoulder, having sat down on his haunches, having saluted with joined palms, should speak thus to him." Quote within quotes, "I am postponing probation." And quote within quotes, probation comes to be postponed. Quote within quotes, "I am postponing the observance." End quote within quote, probation comes to be postponed. End quote. Wouldn't that be nice if our modern legal system worked like that? Now take this ankle thing off. Never mind. Now at that time, monks went away from Savatthi to this place and that. Monks under probation were not able to carry through their probation. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote within quotes, I mean, he said, quote, "I allow you, monks, to take up probation, and thus, monks, should it be taken up. If that monk who is under probation, having approached one monk, three dots, having saluted with joined palms, should speak to him, quote within quotes, "I am taking up probation," and quote within quotes, probation comes to be taken up. Quote within quotes, "I am taking up the observance," and quote within quotes, probation comes to be taken up. End quote. Told is the observance for one under probation. Now at that time, monks who deserved to be sent back to the beginning consented to regular monks greeting them. Parentheses equals Roman numeral 2, Arabic numeral 1, Roman numeral 1, Arabic numeral 2. Instead of monks under probation, read monks who deserve to be sent back to the beginning. End parentheses. Three dots. All right. Fair enough. So this whole section is basically, it's the same as the stuff that was about the monks under probation, but this time it's about monks who deserve to be sent back to the beginning. All right. Three dots, quote within quotes, "Do not let them find out about me," and quote within quotes, monks. A monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning should not go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are monks, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. So they're not allowed to go to residences where there are monks. Monks that need to go back to the beginning. All right. I think that was some of the Sangha di Sessa, or all of the Sangha di Sessa, the formal meeting rules. Three dots. from a residence or from what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence or to what is not a residence where there are monks except with a regular monk unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning may go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are monks. Three dots. From a residence or from what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence or to what is not a residence where there are monks. If the monks there should belong to the same communion, and if he knows, quote within quotes, I am able to arrive this very day, end quote within quotes. He should or should not do that? It's not clear because of the three dots. See, Polytech Society, that's a case where the three dots inhibit one's ability to understand the text that this is supposed to be a translation of. So stop it. Monks. A monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a regular monk. Three dots equals Roman numeral 55, Roman numeral 2, Arabic numeral 1, Arabic numeral 4, and parentheses. Well, there you go. Three dots. He should not pace up and down in a place for pacing up and down if he is pacing up and down on the ground. Monks. A monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a monk under probation, three dots. With a senior monk, three dots. With a monk who deserves manatta, discipline, three dots. With a monk undergoing manatta, discipline, three dots. With a monk who deserves rehabilitation, he should not pace up and down in a place to pace up and down if he is pacing up and down on the ground. If monks, one who deserves to be sent back to the beginning as the fourth member, should, as the fourth, parentheses, member, should grant probation, should send back to the beginning, should inflict manatta, discipline, if as the 20th member he should rehabilitate, it is not a formal act and ought not to be carried out. Okay. We remember that bit from before, basically, right? Yeah, same thing. Now at that time, I'm surprised it wasn't just three dots. Now at that time, monks deserving manatta discipline consented to regular monks greeting them. Three dots, parentheses, equals Roman numeral 2, Arabic numeral 1, Roman numeral 1, Arabic numeral 2, and parentheses. Thank you, Polytech Society. Quote, three dots, quote within quotes, do not let them find out about me, and quote within quotes. Monks, a monk deserving manatta discipline, should not go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are no monks, except with a regular monk, unless there is a danger. Three dots, parentheses, equal sign. Should I read out? There's a bunch of junk in parentheses. All right, Polytech Society, junk in parentheses. And parentheses, three dots. He should not pace up and down in a place for pacing up and down if he is pacing up and down on the ground. Monks, a monk who deserves manatta discipline, should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a monk who is under probation, three dots. With a monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning, three dots. With a senior monk who deserves manatta discipline, three dots. With a monk undergoing manatta discipline, three dots. With a monk who deserves rehabilitation, three dots. And ought not to be carried out. End quote. I think it would be wonderful. I don't have the patience to do it, but it would be wonderful if someone were to go through this translation and everywhere that there are three dots or parentheses, junk in parentheses, and parentheses is, if someone were to like figure it out. Flip back 80 pages to the first time they said, it is not pleasing, dot, 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 before the dot, 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 and then okay. And fill it in. And actually make a complete English translation of the Pali scriptures that you could read. I mean, because the monks would recite these, and yeah, things would get repetitive. But things, it's like music. Can you imagine listening to a song, she loves you, dot, 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 like the Beatles, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, dot, dot, dot. No, they said this in the previous line. And then, oh, here's the chorus, okay. The first two words, dot, 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 last two words. You know what I mean? Like the experience of reciting it gets lost when all you're doing is reading dot, 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 and parentheses. Like, you're constantly being reminded that you're reading some kind of scholastically something. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. It's irritating. Anyway. Okay, so that's what we read today. Other than that, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope that as far as anything Buddhist or Buddhism related, I hope that this isn't the only thing that you're doing today. I hope that you, at least meditate for a few minutes and drink some water and do your best to practice nonviolence and, you know, try to monitor any ongoing attachments that are causing you suffering and do your best to let go of them and all that good sort of stuff. And be kind to others and take care. And I'll go ahead and do the usual closing now. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.